Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, this is Bob Guinea, and you're listening to Star Dish Radio. Let's dish, baby!
Hey, yo, this is Big Bad Brian DeTillo on Star Dish Radio, giving up the dish and claiming myself as one heck of a star.
Hi guys, this is Denise Bassey, Randy from All My Children.
Hey, this is Chriselle Stouse, and you're listening to Star Dish Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Star Dish Radio. Today is April 2nd, 2010. I'm your host, Joanne. The call-in number here is 347-945-5423. If you did not get an opportunity to join us last night for the Star Dish Radio second anniversary show with David Canary, daytime legend from All My Children, who plays Adam Chandler and Stuart Chandler, please download it from the archives. It was a very special show. It was a very laid-back show. A lot of talk amongst friends, if you will. You won't be disappointed, so make sure you check that out. David Canary was an awesome guest last night. My guests today, though, are an inspiration to all women. They have written a wonderful book. They've been best friends for over 30 years. The book is titled Queen of Your Own Life, The Grown-Up Woman's Guide to Claiming Happiness and Getting the Life You Deserve. I would like to welcome the authors, Kathy Kinney and Cindy Ratcliffe. Hi, girls.
Thank you for inviting us.
Yo, welcome. I'm so glad to have you. I have been reading the book. Excuse me.
Yay.
It is hysterical. For someone who just turned 40 in December,
mm-hmm.
And has been going through their own issues, this book just really inspires me to do so many other things.
Oh, yay. That's high praise. Thank you.
Oh, the praise goes to you, girls. Tell me about how you got started with it. Now, I've heard the story about your feet, Kathy.
Well, it's the truth, and I keep saying I'm sure many authors started this way, but it was simply because my feet were getting so hot at night, and
mm-hmm.
I became nervous. I thought, surely this will kill me, and I went online to find out if hot feet was fatal, and what I found out was that at the midpoint of my life, I was now known as a crone, and mm-hmm. I was never one to like that word, so I looked it up, and it meant exactly what I thought it meant. It was a derogatory term based on the French word carrion, which means dead flesh, and then it said, and I'm sorry to tell you this, any woman over 40.
Yeah.
We were horrified.
I saw that. I saw you girls on Good Morning America and the Joy Behar show. I was watching you, and for the dictionary to classify women under that term just really sent me for a loop.
It's appalling, and we just have to reject that, out and out reject it.
Although there are some women who believe, you know, who've croned themselves and gone through cronings and believe that at one time crone was a nice word, but, you know, it's always been based on that word meaning dead flesh, so I find it hard to believe.
Yeah, I can't imagine any woman going through time saying, yeah, I'm a crone.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Not of her own accord.
Word. Yeah, it's not even an attractive sounding word. You know, it's crone.
No.
It's not.
And you can't tell me that crone ever meant, oh, that wise woman on the edge of the village. I mean, they could have just called her that wise woman at the edge of the village. You know, crone, no, not a nice word.
Oh, gosh, I know. Well, now, I think one of my favorite lines in the book is, if you make the decision to be beautiful, you will be just that. And I think that if every person, every woman says that to themselves, that's exactly what it'll be. It's all about positive reaffirming themselves. I started doing that around my 40th birthday because I was surrounded by so much misery, you know, and not just in my personal life, but even with friends. You know, I have friends that are younger than me that are just so damn miserable. And I'm like, really? I mean, what have you got to be miserable about? There's just so many people out there that have it worse off than you. And you need to start being grateful for what you have. Be thankful for what you have and take care of what you got and never mind what you don't have.
Yeah. You know, there are so many people who live in the, you know, when I'm I'll be happy wins. You know, I'll be happy when I'm thinner, when I'm richer, when I have a better man in my life, when I have a good job. And we're just saying, you know, you don't want to wake up at the end of your life and say, oh, my gosh, I could have been happy that whole time. Why did I waste that time?
Exactly.
Just, you know, be happy now.
One of those, I used to be that person. I did. And when I was a younger girl, I had a nice figure, and I was compared a lot to Anna Nicole Smith in her early years. And then I, when I was 32, I was diagnosed with cancer. And as the cancer progressed, so did my weight gain. I was never, I wasn't the chick that lost weight on cancer. I was the girl that gained weight on cancer. So now I look at Anna Nicole Smith in the Coke can days. Never mind the Coke, I look like a Coke can. So, you know, that just really set me into a downward spiral depression-wise because I was so caught up in how everybody looked at me, and then every time I looked at myself, I would grab my stomach and I'd pinch here and pinch there. I'm like, oh, But I never took the time to be grateful that I passed the cancer. I was more worried about the weight.
And, you know, there's so I kept a diary for 20 years, and I went back and looked at it recently, and every single day started with, today I weigh. And I used that number to tell me how I felt about myself. And, you know, turning 50 actually helped me. I burned it and helped me kind of divorce the scale and say, look, you know, my self-image is not going to be about my weight. It's going to be about something else. It's going to be how I feel about myself, my friends, the world. It's crazy to beat ourselves up over things when, like you said, when you have the joy of, I beat cancer.
And I'm sure that your friends, this is the great thing about having friends, is that none of your friends were judging you and go, oh, she's gained a little weight or whatever. They were so happy to see the light in your eyes of being alive that you've always been beautiful to them no matter what.
Right, and it's just a shame to myself at the time. I wasn't. And so when I'm reading this book, I see so much of what you girls are saying, and I've recommended it to everybody, and I have quite a few people that are going to be getting this as gifts. It's just a definite must-read. And I don't even just necessarily mean for women over the age of 40, because I think that they need to start out a lot younger because I think society has put so much on women with the, you know, perceiving us the way we should look or the way we shouldn't look. And it's just really sad. I mean, I thank God I don't have daughters because I think I would probably be a bad example for them. But, you know, I look at my nieces and I try to tell them, don't worry about having the tightest this or the tightest that. Be happy what you got. Take care of what you got.
Well, and here's the secret. While you're on the beach worried about what's sticking out of your bathing suit side, so is every other woman on that beach.
Exactly.
I mean, it's the universal feeling that we just somehow don't believe we should feel good about ourselves, literally no matter who we are. And so if we could just say, oh, collectively, oh, what a bunch of nonsense. You know, if you go to a museum and you, you're walking down looking at the paintings, if every single one of them looked identical, what a boring and incredibly dull museum trip it would be. And that's what it's like with women and their bodies and their faces. You know, the way the light plays off of our wrinkles and our gray hair and our, you know, our extra adipose tissue, you know, it makes us all delightful and interesting and diverse and beautiful.
I love that. What did you call adipose tissue?
Adipose tissue. That's that extra layer of fat that we have that men don't.
Because we just call that fat.
I love my adipose tissue.
That's a good one. I like that.
I like that. Yeah,
over from science class.
And here's the thing. Men you know, men look at us and they're not thinking, oh, she's 10, 15, 20 pounds. They go, there's a woman. I like her. You know, I mean,
yeah.
we do this trip on ourselves. You're right. It's just, it's an inside job. It's an inside job, and you need a good friend sometimes to hold the mirror up to you so that you get to see what they see. And
exactly.
Always going to be much better than, well, hopefully, that's what the book's for, but, you know, we want you to think as highly of yourself as your best friend does.
Mm-hmm. I completely agree with you, and I thank God I have that with my best friend. And my best friend, I have to tell you, probably weighs 110 pounds wet, you know, and she's always telling me how beautiful I am, and I laugh at her when she says, oh, I feel like I'm bloated, and I'm like, really? Did you swallow the gum? You know, what's your malfunction, girl? You want some blue? I can hand you some. She's always, you know, very positive with me. And I have to say, if it wasn't for my best friend, I would kind of be stuck in that rut too.
Yeah.
You know. Again, I can't recommend this book enough. The other title of one of your chapters, "Clean Your Mental Closet and Find Your Clean Voice." I love that. Mm. Clean your mental closet.
It's so true. You know, we women have the ability to, we make a mistake and we say to ourselves, oh, I'm so dumb, I'm so stupid. And we would not let anyone talk to us the way we talk to ourselves.
That's right.
And we're saying the first thing we need to throw out of that mental closet is negative self-talk, because words are things. They really matter. And
mm-hmm.
when we keep telling ourselves we're dumb, stupid, fat, lazy, ugly, we feel that way. And we don't
mm-hmm.
need the outside world to tell us that. We're our harshest critics. So we're
yes.
saying, clean out that mental closet, throw out that negative language, and speak kindly to yourself.
Because honestly, it really seems to us that you get what you give. So if you show up and you're saying to yourself, I'm pretty perfect just the way I am, then you know that's how people around you are going to treat you.
Mm-hmm. I'm worthy of admiration. That's what we would like women to feel.
Right. Well, I can guarantee you, you're going to change a lot of lives with this book. I know that you've already changed my thought process in a lot of different ways, and kind of reinforced what I was trying to do, but I just feel like I've gained two new people that support me in it, you know, and I think that's what it's all about, is that women need to support other women,
yeah.
And I think it's so sad sometimes that it doesn't happen that way, but reading this book, I do feel the support from you girls, and I love the interaction on your Facebook page. I read the quotes and the little statements from everybody when they get your books, and I think it's just wonderful, and I really think that you guys started something here that's going to turn out to be pretty damn big.
We hope so. You know, I'm always humbled by the honesty and the intimacy that women are willing to share with one another. And I
mm-hmm.
like you said on the Facebook page, I love watching and hearing women reach out to each other and say, oh, you know, Donna, I had that too. I know what it's like. You know, keep putting one
mm-hmm.
foot in front of the other. You can do it. I mean, they
mm-hmm.
don't have to do that. That comes from a good soul place. I just love that.
Right. I like, Kathy, what you were saying on the on Good Morning America when you started with baby steps and you got up and said, oh, I'm glad I have teeth. I'm glad I have thing. And, you know, like when I see somebody post something on Facebook and they're like, oh, damn, it's Monday. Can't we get rid of it? Why? And I'll post back to them and I'm like, why would you want to get rid of Monday? Then that just means you wouldn't be awake.
Yeah.
Be happy you woke up.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I didn't think about it like that. Well, duh.
Yeah.
You know, think about the other people that didn't wake up today. How about that?
Yeah. It always
yeah,
seemed
I,
to me that the more positive I was, that the more positive things came in. And the more
mm-hmm.
negative I was, well, then, you know, things got kind of dicey. But we say it's as simple as you have a choice. You know, just like it's called the practice of faith, we call
mm-hmm.
it the practice of happiness. And that my realization when I was, you know, in my early 20s, that you're not born knowing how to be happy, that it's
right.
something that you have to learn, a skill like riding a bike. But once you have it, you always have it. And we just practice it on a daily basis. And you get really good at it. And, of course, I'm joking when you do get points if you make yourself laugh, we say that. But
right?
You know, but I am grateful sometimes to just have teeth to brush, or oh look, I have hair, I'm brushing my hair. That makes me happy. But most of the time, I think I used to, when I built up my happiness quota, I would think to myself, you are leading an ordinary life in a really extraordinary way, and that made me happy, you know, using my imagination to enjoy life and find the humor in everything. And then I think one day I passed over into, I think I'm leading an extraordinary life, but I'm leading it in a kind of ordinary way. And it's the flip side of the coin, and either one of them is a fantastic way, either way. But, I mean, we're just so proud of ourselves. We wrote a book, and we wrote that we were both in our 50s, which just proves the absolute fact that there's always something more, and you really don't have to be 20 to have your whole life ahead of you. I mean, neither of us were writers. I'm an actor. Cindy's a marketing genius. And we were led to doing it because the friendship that we have and the things that we've offered to each other and the idea that we've had the first half of our life was, you know, it was hard and it was fun and we did a lot of work and we made some difficult choices and now we're at the midpoint in our life. And we think that this second act can be absolutely glorious and probably even better than the half, that it's simply a decision on our part.
That's right. You have to make it the way you want it to be. Otherwise, nobody's going to give it to you. And you have to make your own future and make it a happy one. We're the only ones that have the power to do that.
Yes.
And with the book, just makes me want to reinforce more of the thoughts that I've had, because I slack off, because if you don't have that support, you kind of doubt yourself a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing this book and then seeing your profile on Facebook, I feel the sense of a community coming together and a nice little support system, and I think it's fabulous, and I think that you're going to change a lot of women's lives for the better.
Thank
There's going to be a lot of queen ceremonies going on.
I would just love that. That's our deepest wish, is that women who read the book will go out and share it with their girlfriends and crown them and let each of them know they're queen of their own life, and that everybody will eventually just, you know, we'll model that then for our younger sisters and our nieces and our daughters. Maybe we can cut 40 years off the learning curve for them. Wouldn't that be awesome? If a whole generation of women could grow up not hating their bodies or feeling low self-esteem?
Absolutely. I'm actually planning a visit to my best friend in April, down into Florida, where she lives. And I told her about the book, and she's getting a copy, and we're going to do a ceremony.
Yay.
There's some friends of ours down there, and we're going to do a little ceremony. So when we do that, I'll definitely post the pictures on Facebook and let you guys see. And, we have you to say.
And, you know, you can download the, the crowning certificate for free from our website and the crowning card with the questions, so you'll have all the tools you need.
It's got everything all set up, and everyone can go to queenofyourlife.com for more information on how to have your own queen ceremony.
Yep,
it's
queenofyourownlife.com.
Okay, queenofyourownlife.com.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very adorable website to boot. So whoever did that, I have to say congratulations on that. I love the website.
Thank you.
All the tools are there, and you know what? The biggest tool, ladies, is right there in your brain. You have to train yourself to be happy. It's all there. We're just here for support. So I can't thank Kathy Kinney and Cindy Radcliffe enough for stopping by today to talk about this, because I know they've changed me more so for the better.
Thank you. Joanne, it was fun to talk to you.
Yes, it was.
Thank you so much, and have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, everybody. Thank you. We're off for the week of Easter, so check back on stardishradio.net for our next guest. And until then, everyone, have a happy Easter, and we'll be talking soon.